Good morning and welcome to Monday Morning Coffee with Liz. Today, let us never forget September 11th, 2001, as we are upon the anniversary. The facts are that 19 men hijacked four fuel-loaded U.S. commercial airplanes bound for West Coast destinations. A total of 2,977 people were killed in New York City, Washington, D.C., and outside of Shanksville, Pennsylvania. The attack was orchestrated by Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden. The victims. At the World Trade Center site in Lower Manhattan, 2,753 people were killed when hijacked American Airlines Flight 11 and United Airlines Flight 175 were intentionally crashed into the North and South Towers or as a result of the crashes. Of those who perished during the initial attacks and the subsequent collapse of the towers, 343 were New York City firefighters, 23 were New York City police officers, and 37 were officers at the Port Authority. The victims ranged in age from 2 to 85 years. Approximately 70 to 80% of the victims were men. At the Pentagon in Washington, 184 people were killed when hijacked American Airlines Flight 77 crashed into the building. Near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, 40 passengers and crew members aboard United Airlines Flight 93 died when the plane crashed into a field. It is believed that the hijackers crashed the plane in that location rather than their unknown target after the passengers and crew attempted to retake control of the flight deck. As of August 2017, 1,641, or 60%, of the 2,753 World Trade Center victims' remains have been positively identified, according to the Medical Examiner's Office. Let us take a moment of silence for this day, 16 years ago, and may God bless America.